This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Greg Tuft, the world's leading expert in personalized nutrition, author of the internationally best-selling book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live, Lean, Long, Strong, and Better, a renowned board-certified naturopathic and chiropractic physician, and three-time natural Mr. America, former Olympic and U.S. swim team sports med staff, Dr. Greg Tuft. We certainly appreciate your time and for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Hello, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And certainly good to have you. Thanks for taking out a moment to be with us. Now, for starters, you know, what really is personalized nutrition, and why do you say in your book it's not you or what you eat, but you are what you retain? Let's start there. I think that's a great place to do so.
Yeah, the problem is people don't understand that you're not what you eat. Your body doesn't necessarily automatically take whatever it needs from food and eliminate the rest. If that was true, according to Senate Document 264, 81% of all disease in the United States would be eliminated, and other countries on a similar level. The fact of the matter is you are what you retain and utilize from what you eat, which varies from person to person to person, based on you got it, metabolic or what we call biochemical individuality, which includes genetic input, metabolic function, how well you digest, how well you absorb, how much you absorb, how well you utilize within the body and eliminate waste. All that's very specific to each person and connected to different foods that were more or less those that formed our genes in the first place. So by that, I mean there are some foods that are more appropriate for you in the moment than other foods. Like you can think of an Inuit Eskimo who eats whale blubber all day. Well, if you feed an East Indian Hindu vegetarian whale blubber, you'll kill him off at a very young age. The fact of the matter is we're all designed to eat different foods. And the funny thing is that people don't realize, too, is what you put in your mouth sets the pace for 81% of all disease and even your response to infectious disease, which is the 19% left over. And of course, there are in that category too, genetic diseases like diabetes, which you can only improve upon. But the deal is to use this phenomenon. It's a principle. Okay, Eric, the law of opposites to fix this. And it's almost magical. We have to test what is in your body to see what's there already. What vitamins and minerals are high or low, what it's doing to your hormones, what toxins are there, and then feed you the opposite foods and vitamins too. So that's the whole key too. So we want to give you more of the nutrients you have less of in the body for whatever reason. We can figure that out over time. And then less the ones you got too much of. And everything evens out. Disease tendencies go down. Your premature aging problem goes away. Just amazing things. Blood pressure goes down. Over 400 diseases can be impacted this way. But it's all based on this concept that you are what you retain from what you eat. And that must be measured first. Just throwing a bunch of vitamins in or going on a fad diet, well, I got news for you. 98.7% of America, and there are a lot of other countries that are close, like the countries that are most like us, like say England, and there are some other countries too. They fail miserably their first nutrition test. Now, I specialize in nutrition tests. That's what makes me the world leader in this. I've done hundreds of thousands. I worked on all the movie stars, the Olympic, you name it, top-level athletes, the poorest people, the richest people, the fattest people, the skinniest people, the sickest people. And this is so powerful. If only people knew that they can really take more control of their health if they just get inside and measure what's wrong first. And the fact of the matter is 98.7% of people not only flunked their first nutrition test, ours included, and we're in 75 countries and in 8 languages, not only flunked them, but flunked them so miserably, about a third of those measurements are completely off. Now, you got to realize what the doctor tests in the medical office, conventional medicine, only looks at crisis chemistries, which only represents 2% of what could actually be tested in the body. We focus on the other 98%, those nutrients, cell regulators, and toxins that are high or low in your body because they set you up for all problems, even your response to infection, even the way your there's an enzyme that makes antibodies works. It's dependent on zinc and iron and certain vitamins like vitamin C. People like to take vitamin C when they're sick. There are ways to manipulate what you eat and what vitamins you take to make your body go into a balanced state. Okay. And when that happens, well, UCLA in the Biosphere 2 study said, look, you can live to be 166. Can you imagine that, Eric? It's unbelievable. But the fact of the matter is, we're going in the opposite direction. Even taking vitamins is not the answer unless they're made for your body, custom blended to meet your body's needs at the moment and then over time adjusted down. We're actually out to get people on as few vitamins as possible. Where have you heard that before? Everybody's taking more pills. The fact of the matter is that there's a 40-year study called the Haines Study, Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. It's part four, was just finished. They found that 78% of Americans that take vitamins are taking so many of the wrong ones, they're doing more harm than good. And these fad diets are missing huge food groups, huge amounts of food, huge portions of what your genes are looking for. There are diets that eliminate all, like legumes as an example. Well, guess what? People that live south of the border, they thrive on legumes. There are diets that leave all rice out of the diet. And I don't want to name too many names and besmooch too many people here. But, well, guess what? You've just knocked out most of Asia. Because those are the foods that shape your genes generations before you. And our genes in this country are all mixed up. We don't know where our genes are. And these genetic tests that tell us where we came from doesn't sort out the vitamins and minerals that we need in the moment. Only a metabolic test can do that. And here's the problem. People don't understand that genes do not determine your wellness destiny. The state of your metabolism does in relation to what your genes want. People could only see this. Let me explain. Your genetic blueprint is like a seed you're about to plant in the soil. The seed itself has a plan of how that plant is going to be, how big it'll be, how much fruit it'll bear, how many flowers it'll have, if any, that kind of thing. Now, if you take that plant, okay, that seed, rather, and put it in soil, that's a mess. That's a toxic waste, receptacle. And has no nutrients. It has none of the minerals like modern day soil and has all this artificial junk in it. That plant will never, ever reach what that genetic blueprint says it should. It's the same with our bodies and what we eat. And then being even better than just eating good stuff, eating the stuff that we need in the moment. If our body has too much, let's say calcium and not enough potassium, we got to eat foods that are lower in calcium and higher in potassium. That's all you got to do. And we've tested foods. In fact, that Senate document, there's another Senate document called 268. And it was a huge study that the government did that said, let's put ingredient lists on food so people can start to do this. But also, they recommended testing people after they eat what was in the food in the first place and then get the two to line up. So if you need more spinach than broccoli, you'll know. If you need more squash than Brussels sprouts, you'll know. We can actually do that with our program, Eric. And all of orthomolecular testing and functional medicine can do that. But conventional medicine is only worried about a crisis. We actually can backtrack and see diseases up to 20 to 30 years before they actually occur to the point where a doctor can tell you you're getting sick just by imbalances in your nutrients, cell regulators, and toxins. Our program, actually, we have 123 million people that have been studied and tested worldwide and compared and correlated and interpolated. And the computer can do all the work and project exactly what a person has to do once we test them. But products are not the answer. To be your best, you've got to take the test. That's what I do. That's what makes all the movie stars great. That's what makes all the athletes perform at a higher level. That's what makes anybody more impervious to disease. And, of course, even Fox, they investigated me. They said, this is too good to be true. Okay, especially in the weight loss arena. Well, they sent in a journalist, a lawyer, who went on our program, went down a total of 7 dress sizes, could not believe how easily it was to lose body fat, which everybody wants to do after New Year's, right? That they actually gave us 4 minutes in the news, and they said, this is what everybody should do. This really works. This is the silver bullet to solving nutrition, diet-related problems. Understanding what toxins are getting in you, too, it's very important. Most people don't even know why they came down with cancer. They didn't know they were full of mercury and cadmium from long ago. Nobody ever looked for it and cleaned it out. They didn't know that a deficiency of copper could cause leukemia, or they didn't know that an excess of iron could cause headaches, or an excess of cadmium could cause it's unbelievable, Eric.
Now, you say that you believe all disease is a matter of what we eat, and let me quote you here, experiencing the fastest healing process and the healthiest, fittest, longest life possible is totally based on a tug of war between what's inside of you and what choices you are exposed to and make from the outside. Food is always the dominant variable. If you don't mind, can you comment further on this?
Yes. Well, if you've got too much iron in you already and you eat a lot of red meat, it's just going to make that worse. And too much iron can be cancer. You need to know that. You need to cut back. If you're eating too many acidic foods and you're running acidic as a result, you need to know that. And you got to be specific about it. If, in fact, you have too much calcium intake and it's not sticking to bone, because the calcium you're taking in cheese and milk and all these, broccoli and all these things they tell you to take in to increase your calcium, but it's not sticking to bone and it's leaking out, getting caught as calcium deposits inside of the breast. And that, of course, causes in time, it causes cysts and fibrocystic disease and, of course, even breast cancer. We get stuck in the gallstone, in the gallbladder's gallstones, and the kidney stones. On the inside of blood vessels is plaque. The list of that extra calcium that's sticking to bone goes on and on. And all we got to do is we got to reduce the foods that are high in calcium and bring in the ones that are higher in potassium and phosphorus and magnesium and even manganese. Because guess what? And copper, too. Because they push the calcium into bone. They make sure the calcium will stay in bone, not be thrown out of the body because of excess. And that's the problem. The body tries to throw stuff out it doesn't need, and that can put you at even more risk, because all disease is diet-related. Now, that is based on a study, a 21-year study, just like you said. 21-year study, an evaluation research in the United States on nutrition by every college. The Department of Agriculture ran it. Every land-grant college, every farming college. Altogether, they concluded that and all diseases are diet-related, and the solution to illness can be found in nutrition. And right there in that study, which I have from Senator Orrin Hatch himself, it says the solution to all illness can be found in nutrition. And it describes nutrition as testing what's in food before you eat it, so you know what's already in it, which we do. That's where ingredient lists came from. That's why they're on the products we buy. But then testing your body after and lining the two up, so you're eating foods that are supplying exactly the right amount of nutrients your body really needs, and not too many of the ones that are building up in your body. And drugs muck the whole thing up, Eric. All these side effects you hear about cause distortions in the way your body uses nutrients. Everything through digestion, absorption, utilization, elimination is all affected. The way the liver combines the nutrients from the food you eat changes, and it creates all these side effects. And the number one cause of premature preventable death is from the side effect complications of correctly prescribed medications interacting and compounding over time. We're overdoing the drugs. We're overdoing the vitamin pills. We're overdoing the diets, all because of what you said. It's all about knowing what you really need first and lining it up with what you eat. If you're an Eskimo, you got to eat more like an Eskimo. If you're an East Indian Hindu vegetarian, sorry, you can't eat a lot of whale blubber. But we can get very specific, and we can balance people out. And we'll actually have a reflection of your genetic blueprint when we do that. We do it all the time. And when that happens, here is why athletes super perform. Because from every bite of food they take in, they release the most amount of energy. We're just an energy machine. And we are going to increase metabolism by 20 to 30% if we do it right. Unbelievable. People have no idea.
It certainly is. And if you would, tell us about the testing program that you have developed and perfected over the past 60 years. And how does it work? And what does it tell you about someone's health? And how is it different than other medical testing? I know that's a loaded question.
Sure. This is all about self-improvement. This is outside of the doctor's office because modern medicine doesn't focus on it. There was a chance for that to happen. That's a whole other story you may want to talk about. It's unbelievable. I was in Washington over doing research. I found this story. I talked to the people. It's an amazing story because of special interest and other problems. But let me just say, I specialized in the 3,000 tests beyond standard medical tests, standard laboratory diagnostics that you usually do. You know, when you go to the doc, you get some blood taken, maybe do a little urine, that kind of thing. I specialize in board certified in all those other 3,000 tests that look at nutrients, cell regulators, and toxins. Now, that's where I became, I guess, in many circles, a household name among the rich and famous and all that, doing these tests at an extremely expensive rate, very complicated, but with miraculous results every time. That got me on the CBS This Morning, where Dr. Bob Tuerman, every time I was on there, and talking about, oh, how you could do this and that and the other thing, but nobody believed you could do with nutrition. And, of course, he'd condone it. He'd say at the end, you know, what Dr. Teft is doing is the next step in medicine. Actually, nipping disease in the butt before it gets started, just by changing our diets and even vitamins and our environment. You know, that's a great thing. But here's the problem. It's quintessential to the rich and famous, and it's very complicated, and it's not convenient. You know, you have to go visit him in Malibu. Well, that got me thinking. Boy, wouldn't it be nice to have a test that everybody could use, mass production, not just actors and athletes, as Fox puts it in their video, or their news video, but anybody could afford it. And we went. I found two doctors, Dr. Eck and Dr. Watts, that had been working on the same equation. Actually, they called me, and they said, you know, we have put all the tests side by side, and we have a certain test done from hair. Keep in mind, one strand of hair is like 1,000 blood tests they found, and in fact, had developed a medically proven program on many millions of people that was registered with the government and would be a simplification process. When you put this particular group of compounds tested against all those other 3,000 tests, it had the most precise predictions of what you would find in those other categories. In other words, if your calcium was too high and your magnesium was too low in this test, every time we know you need more vitamin B6. We know that you need more methionine, which is an amino acid. Now, why spend another $500 to do an amino acid test to find that out when this test already had been compared, had already found in millions of cases this was the case? So it's like getting tested without being tested. That's what our program is about. We call it the Total Body Chemistry Test, and it just involves some hair. It's all downloadable from our website. People can just come in, and they can download a form. It tells them how to give us some hair. They just send it in to us, the little hair sample, and the information goes on the computer about them, their age and such, nothing big. And then our lab evaluates it, sends a 30-page report back through the email, and then we support people through there. The report actually tells people food by food what's worse, what's best, what's neutral, what vitamins exactly they need, which ones they don't, and explains everything that's wrong with them. It explains what the symptoms are. It even predicts over 200 diseases, depending on the person. It depends on what their tendencies are, right in front of their face. It simplifies all those tests, all that data on hundreds of millions of people in all the countries of the world. And let me tell you, that Senate document, that oversight committee that talked to Edith Wyer in 1972, she said 81% of all disease in the United States could be eliminated within 3 decades using this approach, using these new tests. And by the way, I was a test subject. I was one of the first people tested when I was an Olympic alternate in the 72 Olympics. And that's another story. That's in my book. But the point is, not only did this change my life in my own attainment of becoming a world-class athlete in 4 sports, it also more or less pointed me in the direction of what type of doctor I wanted to be. Did I want to be a quick fix-it guy, or did I want to be a natural medicine person? Did I want to use natural compounds to fix things? That happened because of people being misaligned with their environment. Things have changed so quickly. Our genes can't keep up. The soil is different. The toxins in the food, the genetic modification, the one-size-fits-all approach, all these mixed-up genes, all this stress, all these drugs. It's the only way modern society can get itself out of a deluge. I even have a book coming out on how to fix the broken healthcare system. It's endorsed by one of the former heads of the VA. And it uses this technology to fix it before it falls apart. So our test is at arborvitaenutrition.com. And we have a special New Year's, gift for your listeners. If anybody would like to purchase my book, please, if they want to buy the book, please buy it from ARBOR, Arbor Vitae, VITAE. That's Tree of Life Nutrition. com. Please buy it from us because we put a portion of the proceeds into charity, okay? We try to help others. So please do that instead of buying it from Amazon or somebody else. Now, the test itself, we're taking over 50% off for anybody who comes onto the website, arborvitaenutrition.com, and they plug in, Eric, the eHealth Radio is what you go by, and today's date, and the test that's normally as high as $290 goes down to $165. So anybody that goes in and puts eHealth Radio and puts in the date when it says coupon, we will automatically take the price of the first test down by that much money, by, gosh, over $100 easily, and more than that. And that's our gift to everybody that's ready to go on their New Year's resolutions. And this time, this year, instead of the 99.5% of people that fail at getting into incredible shape like they'd like to, right, we're getting 99% or at least maybe 81%, something better than that, by using the instruments of science as your guide. And all people have to do is go to arborvitaenutrition.com, and they can go from $290 to $165 for that test. And that's complete with the support structure. If they want vitamins, our lab uses New Zealand substrates, actually foods grown in New Zealand, to make customized vitamins for them. It's all there. They'll never need to know more or less. And then we can refine the program over time until complete balance is achieved. And, of course, according to Edith Wire again, when that occurs, your chance of disease will be 99% or less. Can you imagine? The degenerative disease will go down by 99% up to age 100. That's why these long-living tribes, the Hunzas, the Soviet Georgians, Lake City Cochins, break 100, have no diabetes, no cancer, none of these conditions we suffer from, no chronic fatigue, all these things that we suffer from, no iron poor blood, none of that stuff. What's your secret? Well, the 38 tribes we studied, nothing has changed for thousands of years. They're isolated from the rest of society. They're tribal groups that can sustain themselves, eating the same foods, living the same way. Guess what? We're at the opposite end of the spectrum, right? We changed everything. We don't exercise anymore. We don't know what the heck where our genes have been. It's all a mess. The environment's completely switched around. And the event of all, and I'm, again, referring to that report, all disease is environment and diet related. I say diet related to simplify, but that means that if you're not in balance right now, that your body is not digesting the environment. I'll use that word. I'll say assimilating whatever you're doing to it, not just the food. That's the core of it of all. But of course, if you're not getting enough exercise, if you're using products that are full of toxic stuff, all of that has an impact on your health. Slow but sure. And we can see the diseases of tomorrow today if people will only use this type of approach, testing first to figure out their nutritional balance and correcting it by that process I call the law of opposites, which, by the way, I got an award for saying that. That's simple. That simple word by a bunch of scientists. They said, that is amazing. That is what we're talking about. Putting more of the nutrients in your body, your lowest in, less the ones you're high in, your body will do the rest, and you will know whether your ancestors need more squash than broccoli, need more red meat than white meat, need more fish than soy, okay? That's what we need to know, because that's where the power of good health begins and ends. And if you don't know that, you're probably going to be one of the, the U.S. is now 40th in the world for life expectancy, down from number 5 and dropping fast. They told me it just went down another couple notches. I have to check it out just because of this nonsense, not knowing before we, you know, not looking before we leap is probably the best way to put it. And we have the test. We have the most popular test in the world. 76 countries now, 8 different languages. So people can sort this out on their own and not need the doctor as much. Get their drugs, their medications reduced. We do it all the time. Or off. Stop taking them. And the beat goes on, my friend. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely awesome. And it has been great to have been well informed. and what is available here. And we do thank you for your time as well, and also for the tremendous offer that can help our listeners take advantage of this discount. And we certainly do appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Eric. Appreciate it, and I do appreciate you for what you do.
And thank you for those kind words. We've been speaking with Dr. Greg Teff, the world's leading expert in personalized nutrition, author of the internationally best-selling book, Your Personal Life, Measuring What Your Body Needs to Live Lean, Long, Strong, and Better. And for more information and to take advantage of the discounted offer, put in the code eHealthRadio as you visit arborvitaenutrition.com. The link will be included within the show notes on this broadcast. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.